This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, which of course is a basic point in proving that the Bible is the inspired revelation of God to man. We've been talking about the great need for the study of this subject, and the first point that we've been involved in is the fact that there is such a great need because of the various things that we face today, because of what is happening in our world. And we've pointed out some things that are especially relating to young people and other things that relate to our culture in general. And first of all, we have noted in that matter, professional society or professional philosophers bring us matters in the classroom which carry on out into the writings of the various media, television, movies, books, newspapers, and so on. And there is also the matter of pressure from the philosophy of the streets. That is just the ordinary person who has taken the philosophy of the professional and now made it into just an ordinary, everyday thing of application. Now we come to a matter of pressures from science. Science, of course, within the past 50 years has made rapid advances and changes. And it is regarded by many as giving the answer to every question. And it has led to the loss of man's view of the world as having purpose. To use a technical word for it, as being teleological, which has to do with relating to purpose or to end. And so, in watching science and having their attention diverted away from purpose and centered in on cause and effect, they have come to say if the world is not teleological, then the world is just here and that's all you can say about it, and there is no God. And if there is no God, then there is no religion, at least no religion that makes any sense. As Karl Marx said, religion is the opium of the masses. Religion is the means, he's saying, by which the masses sort of dope themselves and bring themselves under sort of narcotic. And if there is no religion, then there are no absolutes. There's nothing really right, really wrong. If there are no absolutes, then there is no morality. And if there is no morality, then it is every man for himself. Now, friends, that's the kind of thing that we face in the world today because of false philosophy and false science. I do want to emphasize, however, that there is such a thing as true philosophy and true science, and in neither case are they antagonistic to true religion. Religion, philosophy, and science all can work and live together, work hand in glove, as it were, as long as it's true religion, true philosophy, and true science. There is also in our world today pressures from striving for money and things. The book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament is directed toward this basically, and makes clear that each and every one of these things, the striving after money, the striving after power, the striving after human wisdom, the striving after a sensual pleasure, is all a striving after the wind. It's sort of like one running after a soap bubble and finding and grabbing and it bursts to nothing in his hands. And so it is with these things of the world. The Bible makes clear that one human soul is worth more than the whole world, and yet we strive after things and care nothing for souls. There is also great pressure from communication. There, from the very fact of the enormous amount of it, there is so much communication. Right now you yourself are involved in communication and listening to this broadcast. There are radio stations all over this land. There are television stations. There are newspapers. There are books, paperbacks, printed by the millions. There are billboards. As we drive up and down the streets, we are communicated with by the billboards as we listen to our automobile radios and so on. There is so much of it. Every day we encounter thousands of words, and much of it is biased, pre-engineered, coded, and selected by men with a certain viewpoint. Our own nation is often put in the worst possible light by those who have the access to these means of communication. And traditional mores, traditional moral standards are ridiculed and made fun of. In short, we are manipulated by the communication industry. But our time is up. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of the all-sufficiency of the Bible, the inspiration of the Bible, and the great need for our studying it.